Hello, 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 hello! Here's Teacher Gui with our podcast, Learning English Matters, the podcast that is designed to help you with your English skills. Learn new vocabulary, see nice expressions, learn new slangs, and of course, talk about great things, which is the most important part. So, if you don't know me, come on, it's about time, isn't it? Anyway, if it's your first time here, nice to meet you. My name is Gui, and again, I'm very happy you're here to listen to this recording. Now, do you plan to go abroad? So you have to prepare yourself. Today, I'll show you 7 very common questions immigration officers ask at the airport and how to answer them confidently. Here we go. The first thing you need to know about these questions is that you can use them wherever you go. Okay? Every airport you go around the world, these questions are very common. So probably you need them everywhere you go. Okay? The nicest thing about this podcast is this. Podcast doesn't only prepare you to go through immigration in the United States, but in England, in Canada, in Australia. So any airport you go, you can use these questions and these answers, alright? Now, the second thing you need to know is short answers. You don't need to talk about all your dreams and plans and how excited you are and how happy you are. No. Give short answers, guys. Answer the question correctly and quickly, okay? And third, keep calm. If you get too tense, the immigration officer can get a little suspicious, okay? If you get too nervous, too tense, they can ask you more questions, not the other way around, alright? Nice. Now, let's get down to business. So here we go. Question number one. May I see your passport? This is pretty obvious. They want to see your document, your passport. You can just give the passport to the immigration officer, or you can say, here it is, or here you are. These are the most common ways to answer this question. Number two, how long do you intend to stay? There may be some different ways to ask this question, but the idea is the same. How long will you be staying in the United States? Or how long will you be staying here? Okay? How long do you intend to stay? Remember, short answers. For a week, for a month, for 2 weeks, a week, a month. As long as you give the information they are asking, you don't need to give long answers about that. Like, I'm going to stay here for 2 weeks because on the first day I'm going to the Fifth Avenue to go shopping, and then there is no need to do that. Trust me. Number three, what's the purpose of your visit? Another very common question. In this question, they want to know why you are traveling. There are 2 main reasons why people travel. Well, actually 3. Tourism, business, and study. So you have to say what you are doing in the United States, or in Canada, or Australia. You have to explain what you are doing there, alright? So, I'm here for a business conference. That's something you can say. I'm here on a business trip. I'm here to go to an exchange school. Or I'm here to study English for a month. Or I'm here on vacations. I'm going to Disney. Or I'm here to buy Teacher Gui lots of gifts and souvenirs, because he's the greatest. I like the last one, okay? So these are some possible ways to answer this question. And remember, you don't need to give a long explanation, okay? Just say the main reason why you're staying in that country, and that's all. Nice? So far, 3 questions. Now, question number 4. What do you do? Or what's your occupation? Basically here, they want to know about your job, so all you can say is, I am a blank, and the occupation. I am a teacher, I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I'm a student, I'm, I don't know, Tomb Raider. If you say you are not working, they will probably ask you more questions, okay? So just try to say what you do, and if they ask you where you work, you have to say where you work, you know? Carry on. Number 5. Are you traveling alone? If the answer is yes, awesome. So you say, yes, I'm alone. If the answer is no, all you have to say is who you are traveling with. So then you say, no, I'm not. I'm traveling with my brother. I'm traveling with my parents. I'm traveling with my boyfriend, with my girlfriend, with my husband, with my wife. You need to say who you are traveling with, but not the name. I'm traveling with Jack. Who's Jack? Okay, so say the connection, the relationship you have with the person. I'm traveling with my sister, not with Patricia. I'm traveling with my husband, I'm traveling with my boyfriend, okay? No names. So number 6, do you have any family here? No mystery here, fellas. They basically want to know if you have a family member living in the United States or in England or wherever you're going. This is a trick question. If the answer is no, awesome. So, no, you don't, I don't. If the answer is yes, you'll say, yes, I do. But you probably have to say who lives in that country. Yes, I do. I have a cousin who lives here. Yes, I do. I have a sister who lives here. Or I have an uncle who lives here. Be prepared to answer more questions about this family member. They will probably ask about their name, their phone number, their email, their address, their occupation, what they're doing in America or in whatever country they are. So if the answer is yes, be prepared to answer more questions about this family member. Okay? Number 7. Have you ever been here before? Basically, they want to know if it is your first time in the USA or in another country, or if you have been to that place before. So if the answer is no, no, it's my first time here. If the answer is yes, then you can say when more or less you've been to the country, such as yes, in 2010, or yes, about 2 weeks ago, or yes, last year. So say more or less when you went to that place, okay? They can ask you what you were doing, and they can ask you what you were doing, and you can say, well, I was on vacation. For example, I was here in 2010 and I was on vacation. I was here on business. I was studying English. So these are some possibilities to explain the purpose of your previous visit, if they ask you, right? So if you visit the country to do illegal things, I recommend you don't say it. Remember, you don't need to say this. You don't need to say, like, long answers, you know? There's no need for that. And guys, there's a bonus question here, okay? Where will you be staying? Okay, this is a common question too. Where will you be staying? So it's interesting to say where you're staying. If, for example, you're staying at a hotel, you can say the name of the hotel you're staying. No big deal. I'm staying at the Pacific Hotel on Times Square. Or I'm staying at the Pacific Hotel in Manhattan. Sometimes they can sometimes ask you for the address. But it's not always the case, okay? Nice. There you go. Now you are ready to go through immigration anywhere around the world, because with English you can talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime. Now, I would like you to tell me if you have ever experienced something like it, you know, being through the immigration. And if you haven't, tell me how do you imagine you'd feel. Cool? I'm looking forward to seeing your answer. Thank you so much, friends. I'll see you next time. Learn English Matters says bye.